The Tanaim Oves brings down Asoro Nisyoinos Nisnaso Avrom Avinu. Avrom Avinu was tested with 10 Nisyoinos Ve'omad Bekulam. And Avrom Avinu passed all of the Nisyoinos. Avrom Avinu was tested in 10 Nisyoinos. Some of them is in our week's parsha, some was last week, 2 weeks ago. And Avraham Avinu passed all of the 10 Nisyoinos. It means that the way of Klal Yisrael, starting from the leader, from Avraham Avinu, from our father, from the beginning of Klal Yisrael, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it down, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it over to us is that Asoro Nisyoinos, a person has to pass Nisyoinos. A person has to go through Nisyoinos. And this is the way, this is the key, how a person, when he's passing Nisyoinos, he comes and he manages to get to the top of the mountain, Miyale Behar Hashem, Umiyokum Bimkoim Kotshoi. And this is our job. Every one of us has his Nisyoinos. Every one of us has to have his Nisyoinos. There's no way to pass the world without Nisyoinos. There's no way to get to the top without Nisyoinos. So we'll try maybe together a little bit to get the key, the way, how we have to pass the Nisyoinos, how we could take out the most benefit out of the Nisyoinos, and how really to grow through the Nisyoinos and to get to the tachlis that the Ribbono Shel Olam really wants us to get. Chazal tell us, Echot Betzar Yoyser Mimeo Sheloi Betzar. A person gets a schar for one time that it's hard for him, more from 100 times when it's Sheloi Betzar. When a person has betzar, he gets 100 times more schar, echot betzar, yoyser mimeo sheloi betzar. They say over a famous story, there was two people that passed the Holocaust. Two survivors, one his number was 2245, one his number was 2246. Both of them were 6 years in Auschwitz, 2245 and 2246. They come up to the Shamayim, and 2245 gets a 500,000 palaces of gold. 2246 gets 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So 2245 got only 500,000 palaces of gold, and 2246 gets 1,000,000 palaces of gold. So 2245 goes over to the place where you put the complaints there. And he says, I don't know if it's so organized like the mirror, but it's quite organized. And he asks, I don't understand, I'm an Olam HaEmes. How it could be an Olam HaEmes, we're together in the same bunk in Auschwitz. The same bunk. One night I slept in the bottom bed, he slept on the top. The other day we switched. One day I put on tefillin, he went to work. The other way fakelt. One Shabbos I stayed in, he went to work. The other Shabbos fakelt. One day I ate the bread, he ate the donkey meat. And the other day fakelt. How it could be that in Olam HaEmes, I got only 500,000 palaces of gold, and he got 1,000,000 palaces of gold. He waits a couple days, the answer comes back. You remember the last day of Auschwitz? He says, I remember. He says, you remember? He says, yeah, well, what happened? The Nazi came and he shot a bullet and 2246 fell on the floor, but the bullet didn't kill him. He was alive. The Nazi started to step on him and step on him and step on him, but he didn't die. The Nazi sent the black dog and he took off pieces of him, and after half an hour, he died. You picked up your eyes and you said, Boire Olam, I was 6 years in Auschwitz. You know what a 6 years in Auschwitz? They put wires in our ear, took them out from our nose, peeled off our nails. Ribbono Shel Olam, 6 years I was in Auschwitz. I'm asking you one little favor. when the bullet hits me, please take my neshama. I can't stand this torture. I just can't see it. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the bullet hits me, please take my neshama. Hashem couldn't say no to you. After 6 years of Auschwitz, He had to say yes to you. And when the bullet hit you, your neshama came out. What 2246 was living for another half an hour and suffering for being a Yid, suffering in tremendous pain for being a Yid, for that extra half an hour of terrible Isurim, he was zeicher for another 500,000 palaces of gold. So 2245 picks up in his eyes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says, Ribbono Olam, why you listen to me? We tell him it's too late. Now, it doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to ask for davening. We'll explain it. You're allowed to ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the Isurim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv et keilu, he asked to die. He understood that he can't ask to survive, so he asked to die. Well, that Isurim that person suffered gave him 500,000 palaces of gold. Chafetz Chaim says over a famous story, two people came up to the Shemaim. First person comes from a shul, he comes in, you know, they bring all of the mitzvahs, all of the averis, malochim come in, mitzvahs. One little mitzvah he has. What is the mitzvah? The Rav in our shul was very makpid that will come for shachris. And this is what, about what he had. He said, more mitzvahs? He says, no, the Rav in shul said to come to shachris. I came to shachris. This is what I did for my Yiddishkeit. Chutz from that, malochim, bad malochim. They're about to tell him to go to Gehenna. And suddenly, hundreds and thousands of malochim come with bags of slush and mud, and they put it in the schus, and everything weighs down, and they send him to Gan Eden. Yes, I'm allowed to ask, what is this slush, what is this mud that you put on the side of the Gan Eden side, on the mitzvah side? You tell him when you were walking to davening in the morning, in the mud, in the frozen, everything stuck onto you, we saved it, and all of that goes to the Gan Eden. All of this counts to mitzvahs. Couple hours later, another guy passes over from that shul. Comes up, he asks, you have mitzvahs? Our Rav was very into daven shachis and shul. Chutz from that, this is what I have. Put all the averis, one mitzvah, they tell him Gehenna. He says, Rabbi, I put my limousine on the side of the mitzvahs, it weighs much more from the slush. They tell him, listen, in this world, we count mud, slush, we don't count limousines. In this world, the Yisurim are worth it. Sometimes a person doesn't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He wants us to go to Gan Eden. But we don't have enough mitzvahs. We don't have enough schusim. He makes it difficult to us. He makes us nisyonis. He makes it hard. But instead of using the nisyonis, and instead of saying, Echad b'tzar, yoisa mimer shaloi b'tzar, we say it's too hard for us. When I was a kid, was a game. I don't know if they have it today, but I'll tell you how the game was. When I was a kid, it was a game. It was like a yellow man, and he ate dots. Now, the way it went, every dot that he ate, you got a point. Then the way it went was like squares. If you ate a square, you got 200. Then came the cherries. If you eat a cherry, you get 1,000. Now, if a person will have a game that he will only have dots, he will eat dot, 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 dot. Could play the whole day, we'll get 200 points, 300 points, there's no point to play the game. The whole point to play the game is, there's a square, there's a cherry, but the problem is, if you don't eat the cherry, he eats you up. He turns like an eye and he eats you up. I think there they give you 3 chances. I am all asked, and maybe by us is Sheva Yibol Tzadik to come. I don't know, by them it's only 3. But I'm a Shanet. But the idea, this is the idea. So what is the Yisod? A person sometimes, that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees, he's sitting and learning, he's doing mitzvahs, everything is good. But, you know, he will come to the Shemayim, he can't be with Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankim, he can't be with the Achroinim, he can't be with the Rishonim. So Hashem gives him, you know what, I'll make it a little bit difficult for him. And we will see what he does when it's difficult. He's going to use it, he was going to work on it when it's difficult or not. No, now it's too hard for me. He stops. Okay, Hashem said, we'll start again. That. Okay, oh, he's starting. Things are going good. We'll send him a cherry. We'll see. Maybe he could get 1,000 dots. Maybe he could become something special. Maybe he could get a schar. Again, that's too hard for me. He goes back, no, I can't learn this week. Hopefully next week I'll be a new sugya, a new masechta, the fayomi will change. I will start again. And again he starts, and Hashem sees, oh, he's starting. He's coming every day to shul. He's coming every day to learn. We'll make it a little bit difficult to him. Maybe he will get a schar. Maybe he will grow. And again, he says, if it's too hard for me. The Yisrael V'sheirash HaAvoida has a beautiful, he speaks about Mincha and Yom Kippur. You know, he says, Ne'il already, everyone is already shocked. But Mincha is the time that you get hungry already, and you're waiting for the end of Yom Kippur. That is the hard time in the middle of Yom Kippur. In the beginning, everyone is shocked, Ne'il. So the Yisrael V'sheirash has a shtikl musa for people in Mincha and Yom Kippur. And he says, two people are standing in Mincha. One person is standing and he's waiting when he will have the coffee Motzei Yom Kippur. And one person says, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's so hard to fast, but I'm happy, Retzeinenu Lasis Retzeinecho. I'm so excited that I could do Rotzen HaBoire. I'm so excited that it's hard for me, Alevai will be harder, I could do Rotzen HaBoire. Zog Yisrael B'Sheirash, both of them eat the same time Motzei Yom Kippur. No one gets the coffee earlier. The first person, when you come up to the Shomayim, you will see his machzor full with coffees and cakes and danishes, like the background of his machzor. The other person will have an eviki machzor. Zogdi Yisrael V'Sheirash, if you're anyway going to drink the coffee by night, chotchtin good machshavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Yisurim. And we'll try to explain it, laat, if in the time that we have. We could take ourselves and decide, you know what? We will turn these Yisurim to be gold. We will take these Yisurim and we will make every day of us Echad Betzar, Yoisa Mimer Shaloi Betzar. And it's brought down if you do Besimchas Elif. If a person, if there's Hashem Besimchas and Yisrael V'Sheirash, you get a schar 1,000 times. So if it's hard for a person and he does the mitzvahs and he learns anyway and he does mitzvahs and Besimcha, it's like 1,000 times. So it's 100,000. So a person has a hard day, he could not learn, or he could learn like Fashvach. And he can decide, it's hard for me today, it's terrible, my kids is terrible, my shalom bayis is terrible, my parnose, but I'm going to learn the simcha. That hour counts 100,000 times. And one day, they say, a kid came to the altar again, Rebbe crying. The Rebbe said, why are you crying? He said, Rebbe, I'm so shvach, I can't chap a gemore. Till I figure out that Rashi is on the right side, Tesis is on the left side, I turn the page, they switch sides. Now I'm like a shvach guy. Rebbe, I can't. Again, Rebbe told him, I'm so jealous of you. I love learning. I grew up, I knew I'm going to be Rebbe. Everything is there for me. But you, when you learn one day, it's like 100 days of myself. In 3 days, you do what I did in a year. I'm so jealous of you. You know how far you will get? When you come up to the Shemayim, they don't look what we did here. How much we passed the Nisyonos? How much we passed them? And we're having them anyways, of the Yisrael V'Sheirash. If you want to believe in what I'm saying, or you don't want to believe, if you want to take a droche, how to pass the Nisyonos, or you don't want to take it, the Nisyonos will be there. The hard days will be there. The bad feelings will be there. You could just be down and do nothing about it. And you could take yourself and decide, I'm making it to be big. I'm doing it 100. I'm doing it 100,000. I will come to the Shemayim, these Yisurim will be the ones. We're going to Chanukah, Ala Nisim, Vanifloes, Valachuas, the Ala Milchomois, Frank the Miforshim, Ala Nisim, Ala Nifloes, Ala Chuas, you know what is biggest? Ala Milchomois. Ala Milchomois. When it's passing, it's hard. My mother was a prisoner 6 years in Siberia. 6 years she was in Poland, they took her in the war. She told me she passed a lot of things in her life. A lot of things she would love to trade with. One thing she's not masking to trade, the 6 years of Siberia. Then it was terrible. She thought, but now she's so happy that she passed them. Klal Yisrael thank the Ribbono Shel Olam al hanisim ve'al hanifloes ve'al hatshuos o b'Ribbono Shel Olam ve'al hamilchomos. What you made it difficult to us, and we managed to pass it. This would be'etzem makes a person to grow. So when we start an Isurim, we start about Nisyonos, the first thing we have to know, the Nisyonos are the ones that make us double, triple, thousands of times what we have anyways. But we have anyways, we could sit and learn. We could have a person comes to learn, everything is good for him, and then something becomes difficult. Hashem says he's learning so good, such a shame just to give him an hour learning today. We'll make it worth 100 hours. If he manages to do it when he comes to the Shemaim, 2, 2, 4, 6, he gets 1,000,000 palaces of gold. He goes straight to Ganon. The slush we count, the other things we don't count. This is the aleph base. When a person feels that it's hard for him, the first thing to say, we're lucky, Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu, Manoim Goyroleinu, Ribbono Shel Olam. And when a person takes the Yisurim and he's mekabel ben be'av, and he's over the Nisoyan, that he's managing, even that it's hard for him, even that it's difficult for him, and he says, I'm learning anyway, I'm doing mitzvahs anyway, I'm davening anyway. Doesn't mean after learning. So a person is so fatumal, he doesn't have time to daven. It's so hard for me, but I'm saying psuki de zimra. But I'm saying, Oleinu l'shabeach shelo yasonu kegoy ha'arotzois. Ribbono shel Olam, moide ani lefonecho, melechai v'kayom, she'echzartu b'nishmosi v'chem lo rabo emunosecho. When a person says that, he takes his yisurim and he makes it to be gold, to make it worth it. I want to go one more step, and then we'll make a little bit seder. I saw Bandama Maise. There was a person in Yerushalayim, I forgot his name. 100 years ago, the story. He was poor, he mamish didn't have nothing what to eat. Everything was so hard for him, was so difficult for him. But he had a very chashuv grandfather. It was an Arazesim somewhere, again, I forgot the name. His mamish had it before, and I don't want to say it wrong, but Lamed L'Shem Cholei Mar'eini Yerdea. He went to daven by the grandfather's kever. And he was crying, and he fell asleep on the kever. And on the kever, he sees his grandfather, and he tells him, Zeylech, Kemish, Kemish, it's too hard for me, I can't, I'm not managing. And the Zeylech, instead of answering him, shows him a picture. He looks in the picture, and he sees his own family. He says, Zeylech, Kemish. And the grandfather again puts the picture in his face. He looks in the picture. He sees his own family and he sees 3 of his kids look not like normal people, like monsters, completely everything out of shape. And he says, Zayda, what it is? He said, this was the gezeira. This was the gezeira that was nigzar on your family. And because you were mishamish me, I went to beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he was masking to change it with Anias. If you can't, they will change it back. No problem, we could give it back to the way it was. He said, no, Zayda, just leave it like it is. Zayda, just leave it like it is. A person has to know, every person has the amount of yisurim that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give him, feels to give him, and tests him. Hashem is keil, Rachum v'chanu. If you want to switch them, you never know what is the other vision that they have to come. It was Nifter a year ago, Mrs. Machlas. I was very close to the family. They printed out a book. It's brought down the story actually in the book. So she brings down a Yidden from a more secular family came over, and she said she doesn't want to have any more kids. Why? She can't have any more kids. Why she can't have kids? She said when she gets pregnant, she has to lay in bed for 9 beds. She can't afford it now to lay in bed for 9 beds. She can't afford it. She told him, the Ribbono Shel Olam makes gzeira on a person, it comes anyway. If it doesn't come this way, it comes that way, from where you're running away. If it's the right thing, and you have to have, I'm not going now to the halachic question, but if it's the right thing, you think you could run away from it? Make the story short, the lady went back and said, I'm sorry, I'm not listening. She went back to America, she went off the plane, she fell, she broke her leg, she was 9 months in bed. When she finished, she called Mrs. Machlas, okay, I'm having more kids. And that time, she really didn't have to lay. It's brought down with the details, with the name. I can't read English, so I can't say the name. But we call Mekoy. A person has to know, everyone has his Yisurim. We can't say, Hashem, I can't. Hashem chooses for us the best way. You don't want to be oimed in the Nisoyim. You don't want to be oimed in the Yisurim. There's no problem. Hashem will switch it, chas v'sholem. But that vision is ready, Midas Adin. We have to remember we're doing the right thing. And the test, Shivtecho Mishantecho Heimoye Nachamuni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Nisyonos. He wants us. He wants us to be Matzliach. We can't look to our left. We can't look to our right. We have to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're so excited. We will do Ratzon Hashem. But I want a little bit Mamshich. We started Asoro Nisyonos Nisnaso Avraham Avinu. Most of the Mefoshim learned that our Parsha is the peak of the Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu. Soro dies and he doesn't have a kever to bury Soro Imen. And we look at it looks so strange. Avraham passed that kedah. He jumped into the fire. His wife was taken away from him. He had to send away Ishmael. Mamish Nisyoinus from top to bottom. The last Nisoyin is a property issue. With a caver, with a deal, he was a little bit overcharged. Abamoy Shekel Kesef Oyvel Asoicha, even if we're saying that it's a lot of money, yeah? But I think Avraham could have afforded it. Okay, he was overcharged, and that is the last Nisayan. Normally, you test the person from A to B, Z, till Z, you get to the top. But you don't, you know, Akeda, Ishmael, so on, you know, it's only the caver though. The Mefoshim explained, the hard nisyonos are easy. For example, if someone will come now with guns and they will tell us, listen, if you learn Torah, we'll kill you. All of us will hide in caves like the old days and we'll sit and learn with candles. I don't know, maybe one guy here now, but everyone else for sure. Yeah, for sure we'll do that. But if they'll tell us, when you learn, you have to close your phone. No. That we can't do. What is the pshat? What is the pshat? They say a famous story, that when they made a revolution in Russia, so they came over to one of the farmers, and they told him, you know, you have to say that everything what I own belongs to the Mother Russia. He says, everything that I own belongs to the Mother Russia. Okay, you have to say, all of my factories belong to the Mother Russia. All of my factories belong to the Mother Russia. Okay, you have to say, all of my houses belong to the Mother Russia. All of my houses belong to the Mother Russia. Now, all of my cows belong. All of my cows belong. All of your sheep. All of my sheep belong to the Mother Russia. All of your tractors. All of my tractors belong to the Mother Russia. Okay, you have to say all of your chickens belong to the Mother Russia. So no, chickens not. They told them cars, houses, yes. Factories, yes. Tractors, yes. Chickens not. I said, I'll tell you very pushit. Tractors I don't have. Cows I don't have. Chickens is the only thing that I have. Say Krishma Ribbono Shel Olam, we're masking to die on Mesirus Nefesh for Bayir Olam. No suffix. Avada. Everyone Shema Yisrael. Arba Mises Beizin. You say Vesher Gashu. Avada Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything we'll do for you. Just you know that the phone I just can't close. Chutz from that Ribbono Shel Olam. Just wake up 7 o'clock. It's very hard. Chas v'sholom. I'm masking. I will jump into the Eishu v'mayim for Bayir Olam. Everything. Yeah. Everyone sings it even today. Everything I will do for Bayir Olam. But to wake up 7 o'clock, you have to understand. That, chutz from that, Avraham Avinu passed all of the Nisyonos. Akedah, he comes back from the Akedah. Avraham Avinu was Moser as his son. He feels like the top of the world. Hashem promised them Eretz Yisrael, and as a little physical argument, they don't want to give him. So the Ben Shalom, I lost Sora because of the Akedah. Now I don't have. It's not fear. That Nisoyan was not black and white. That is what we call the daily Nisoyan. The daily Nisoyan. That Nisoyan sometimes is harder from the fighting Nisoyan. The fighting Nisoyan sometimes is easier. It's black and white. The Bisalevi says two people did the Akedah, Avraham and Yitzchok. And we say, Alemol, Akedas Yitzchok Lezaroi Tiskor. Why not Akedas Avraham? Zog the Bisalevi and the Parsha. We relate to Yitzchok. He says a lot of Yidden, even though they don't keep Torah or mitzvahs, they jump into the fire and they will never chas v'sholem bend down to a cross, chas v'sholem. But Avraham had to shecht Yitzchok and carry on living 24 hours with the Munah and Bayir Olam. They're already not everyone is holding it. Living daily with Bayir Olam, even when it's difficult, that chelek is a lot of times the more difficult part. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, that is the Nisoya number 10. Not every time, and I want to get, we'll get to Rabbi Yehuda in a second. Not every time, you're right, when we speak about Isurim, someone loses Chas V'Sholom, someone from his family, someone physical happens to him, he loses money, black and white, and we get a big shmooze, take, I will know how to deal with Isurim, I will be machshiv the Isurim, I will grow from it, givaldik. But we have to go to the second level. Is the daily Isurim that make me angry, my neighbor takes me out of my mind. This, my Rebbetzin takes me out of my mind. My kids take me out of my mind. Everyone has his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone a Nisoyim. Everyone HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Nisoyim. Everyone gives him with Kindalach, with Mishpoche, with Parnosse, with neighbors. We daven every day for Shochan Toiv. Chazal say so many mitzvahs for Shlem Beis Adife. We daven every day for Nachas for the Kindalach. We don't have a panosa. All of these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us 24 hours. And he wants to see if we lose ourselves. If we get, oh, I can't learn today, such a hard day, I just can't do it today. I can't doubt today, I'm just doubting quickly. I'm not. Today is not a good day. Today I didn't get the office, it just didn't work out today. That is the heart in this youngness. If you don't feel you're fighting black and white, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you, Shecht Yitzchok. I want to go one more step. They say a famous story on the Talmud of the Yesoda Avoida. The Talmud of the Yesoda Avoida. Yesoda Avoida was one of the Kedoshim V'Tohoyim. He had a Talmud. His first name was Nissen. I forgot his last name. Tochshitzin, something like that. And he had a daughter that in the middle of Sheva Brachas, her husband died. She was 18. No, it was Hasidish. She was 18 years old. In the middle of Sheva Brachas, her husband died. And not only that, the next brother that he had was 3 years old. So it means she had to wait for another 10 years to get a chalitza before she could get married. So he came to the Yesoda Avoda and he told him, Rebbe, such a gzeya now, my daughter is going to be at least 28 before I start. Rebbe, chkenish, tell me pshat. See, the Seder Avoda told him, I'll tell you. Was the gzeira on your daughter that she's not going to get married before 28? This was the gzeira. But the Rebbeinu Shalom knew that if you will have to wait till 28 and you will go to every shadchan, every night, you'll say, what is going on? Everyone is saying no. What is going on here? She will be fighting with you. You'll be fighting with her, the whole family. Till 28, you would not survive. You would stop the Avodas Hashem. Hashem said, marry her. Her husband will die. Now we understand she can't do nothing. The day that she'll be 28, she'll get married. A lot of times, a part of the Yisurim, Avad is a Yisurim, but it's Chesed Shebedin, Chesed Sheberachamim. It takes sometimes time to see it. It's a famous story, but down all the books, when they finished one of the camps, so the last night, the Nazis, they already saw that the war is going to finish. They gave out loads of breads. There was one year that he took a couple loads of bread. He said in that day they were so hungry, if you would come over to a person and tell them what you prefer, a bread or go out of the camps, he would say bread. They were so hungry at that time. And he managed to steal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he had a sack full of bread, loads of bread, and he went to the room. There was like 4 or 5 going that were there in also, and they told him, you stole bread. He said, I stole from the Nazis, back and forth. They beat him up. He was laying bleeding on the floor, and they took all the bread from him. And he was laying, he said, Ribbono shel Olam, if I survived the war till now, why you made me to die in such a misa meshuna? And like this, he closed his eyes. When he woke up in the morning, he saw the sun. He realized that the Nazis left, because the Nazis would never let him, they would wake them up before the morning. He looked around, and he saw everyone was dead in the bunk. The bread was poisoned. He said, Hashem saved me. So in the night I thought that Hashem sent these people to beat me up. In the morning I realized Hashem saved me. We have to know, Yedid nefesh ovo rachamon, hamerachem rachem oleinu, the Ribbono shel Olam loves us. He only created the world because of us. He only was Yoytzo Bereishis because of us. He only wants our good. Sometimes it looks so bad. It looks so cruel. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants good for us. We don't see it right away. The Rashbam, Choshev Rashbam, to know you will take it home for another two weeks. The Malach hits Yaakov, Vatika Kaf Yerach Yaakov, Alkin Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Es Gid Anoshe. So the question is, so why we don't need the Gid Anoshe? So the Malach gave him a bump. The Rashbam has a nupshat. He says, Yaakov Avinu got up in the middle of the night, he was planning to run away, like David HaMelech went over the rivers. Hashem sent the Malach to hit him that he couldn't run away, that he will face Esav and he will win. He thought when the Malach hit him, this is it, now I'm tracked. No, Esav is going to get me. Hashem said, I'm planning to save you from Esav. The morning came and he was saved. Zog the Rashbam, Al King Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael, member in life. It looks you sometimes that you lost. Sometimes it looks you put in a place that you can't move. Hashem has a plan for you. Hashem wants the good for you. The Rabbi Niene, and here really I start when I really want, when I really want to start my shmuz. The Rabbi Niene in Shara Revi says, Omru Rabbi Seinu Zichoinum Livrocho, Eitz Chaim Ila Machazikim Bo, Ovar Odom Al Krisis and Mrs. Beisdin, Im Hoyo Rogi Likro Perek Echod Yikro Shnaim, Im Rogi Likro Parsha Achas Yikro Shtaim, Umishnei Ponim, Shatoiro, Ki Omru Rabbi Seinu Talmuteiro Kineget Kulom, I'll get it in a second, Vashemis, Ki yoshis amoloi batoiroi vetorchoboi. A person will put time in learning. And he will put effort in learning. He will put amol in turn. Asher tidar shinosei me'enov. It's tired. He's late by night. He just came back from work. Yale b'mokoi misuri. Shenemar. And he holds a hold roshe. Zot rabbi niyoyme. A person comes home. It's late by night. It's 9 o'clock by night. He's tired. He came late today. And he forces himself an hour to learn when he's tired. This hour of Amolo Shel Toiro raises the Isurim. This is a key to raise the Isurim. This is the key. Adam Oda Chayev Krisis and Mrs. Beisdin. If a person decides, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll be Moser Nefesh for Torah, even if it's hard for me, even if I don't have time, but I will push myself. I know a person, he had very difficult things, medical things, every day he had to 2 hours go to be in a hospital. He took it himself to add 2 hours to his learning. After 2 weeks, all the medical things disappeared. Because the same 2 hours of hospital, for him 2 hours to learn was worse than being in a hospital. Yeah? It was very hard for him. After a year, he forgot about it. You know, his life was good. He stopped to learn. And again, he had to go to the hospital. I met him after 3 years. And he remembered that when he had a Kabbalah, a person has to understand. Chazal say, Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zohov v'chesef. Why? You know what you could do with Alfei Zohar V'Chesef? You know how much material you could support with Alfei Zohar V'Chesef? You know how much mitzvahs you could do with Alfei Zohar V'Chesef? So I heard from Rav Povarsky, he said a moshel. A person had a dream. I'll say the moshel on myself. I had a dream that there's a big lottery in America. $50 billion, the number is 2578. Okay, I got up in the morning, I know the number. I said, I'll run. I'll buy the lottery ticket. The first billion, I'll give to Yeshiva Smir. Yeah? So, a support that could have 20,000, 30,000, 50,000. The second billion, I will do Osameach all over the world. The third million, Hatzalah all over the world. The fourth million, Mikhailov Russians all over the world. The fifth, I will do Oizvahodo. Next one, art school, the phrase in French, b'chule, b'chule, all the mitzvahs in the world. After I will massage every million, every billion to give to someone else, I'll go back to learn. It'll take me 2 hours, I'll set the net, And I go back to learn. I'm running. I'm ready to do that. And the way I meet a friend. He tells me, listen, Kaplan, where are you running? I said, I'm going to the lottery. He said, don't go. I know the number. I had a dream. He tells me the number. I start to run even quicker. Yeah. So he runs after me. He says, where are you going? I said, where are you going? He says, I'm going to get the lottery. He said, I want to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to first billion. I'm going to make near 10 times bigger. The second billion, or Sameach, all over the world. The third billion, Oizvahodo, art school, Russians, ranch, all the mitzvahs. Ezeliodas, Chesed, you know, Ten Chaylai, all the mitzvahs. So I told him, I want to do it. He says, I want to do it. Get me starting to fight. You know, who will be the one to do it? He tells me, I don't understand. He said, I'm outside. If I don't do it, I said, I want to have the schus. You know what it means to support 100,000 people sitting and learning? You know how much schus is it? You know what I have? Osamech. Every second a family comes into my account, Balchus. I have a tzola. Every second minute I save a kid. Every 2 minutes, you know, I have a baby. Every 3 minutes, a heart attack. You know how much mitzvahs I have? He tells me, straight in Rambam. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs. You have to sit and learn. So listen, Captain, you go back, lefichoch, and I will do the whole thing. So the halacha is I have to let him to do the whole thing, and I go back to understand pshat and lefichoch. If as a career is within mazik and within shreim, this is what I go back to. And I feel so disappointed, yeah. I'm here with Rav Sazalman back and forth, yeah, with the Rav Kavina, without the Rav Kavina, yeah. And that guy is running the whole show. The Teretz is, Talmud Toiro Keneged Kulam. For the 2 hours that I will sit and learn, I have a schal more from everything else. Because David HaMelech said, Toiv li teiras picho me'alfei zohav v'chesed. What David meant? Sam, David meant. Alfei zohav v'chesed, David could know everything, but was sitting and learning, it's even more from that. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone could sit and learn day and night. But we have to know what is Torah. Every person that is here, learned in yeshiva, is connected to Torah. This is the reason you're here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv Torah v'klal Yisrael. And Zot Rabbi Nieme, if you decide it's hard for you to learn, but I'm going to learn every day now. I'm going to take this yeshiva that I was now in the mirror, and I'm going to be a part of my life. Every time I please eat in the tail, will be starker and starker, even when it's hard for me. First, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Keneged kulam. It's nothing more. It's nothing more. You're right that it's hard. But when the Yisurim and the Shverkeit and the heart is in the tail, this is Elef Alfei Alfei Alofim. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switches it. Sometimes some people have a question. It's not even a question, but some people have such a question. So why we see some people that are sitting and learning and they're suffering? Oh, you think they're suffering? Now, I'm not saying now that they're enjoying it. Some people think that this is the best life. Even if you don't believe in that, yeah? You know what the Ribbono Shel Olam says? But I want them to get Alfei 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 Alofim. You know what is waiting for Leib Netoyo? You know the schar of Leib Netoyo? I make it difficult for them. Because they anyway are going to get schar for their learning. The more that it's difficult for them, Echot Bitzar, Avshach told me, Echot Bitzar, Yoisa Memer Shaloi Bitzar. What is Bitzar? He has a splinter. Yeah? Chweiz, he has a pimple. What if he doesn't have a hand? So this is Echot Bitzar a million times. The more the tzar is, the more the schar is. So, if we want the mesakim, I want really that will come out. The first thing is, a person has to learn, every person has Yisur. Avrom nisnaso ba'asoro nisyoinas. This is the key. I remember I was sitting once in America, and I was seeing Talmidim from Yeshiva, and a guy comes in. How are you doing? Amazing. How is your life? Amazing. How is your family? Amazing. Amazing, 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 amazing. I said, oh, I'm so scared. He said, what? Mistami, you don't have Gan Eden. Mistami, Hashem is paying you everything here. If everything is good for you, He doesn't love you. If everything is good for you, He doesn't love you. We have a wrong Ashkafa. Avraham Avinu, Asoro Nisyoinas. Think about Avraham Avinu. He put in the fire, doesn't have his kids, he has to send away his kids. He's taken one place, his wife is taken again. Again, his wife is taken. Snowing the Malachim wanted to kill him. His wife is miserable. I saw him this youngness. Yaakov Avinu. Me'at v'roim chaya. This is the way to grow. If we don't see this, we're missing out. But if we use it, and we use it in the right way, we use it in the right way. I went once to Toronto, the family very close to us, from Yeshiva Eichner, and his wife was sick, she was nifta already. They found out she was sick all over. And they came over to me, they said, what we could do, you know, there's nothing what to do anymore. The doctors gave up. And I said, get up every morning and say, Ribbono shel Olam. Ribbono shel Olam. I don't know if I'm really holding it what I'm saying, but Ribbono shel Olam, I'm a kabel ba'ahava, I believe I want the Yisurim to poil tzach. I want them to mekadosh v'shamayim. I don't know what, I don't know how, and I'm not really holding there, but I'm saying it. And this is what she said, she was nifter. I can't say the rest, what happened after she was nifter, but when the right time will come. But that really, when she came up to the shamayim, it was a different story. She took her last 2 months, instead of staying in bed, miserable, and she did in crowns and crowns to the Ribbono shel Olam. If we take our Yisurim, number one, and we machshiv them, and we decide we're learning anyway, we're doing mitzvahs anyway. Number two, we know we can't switch. We can't switch it to something else. If we switch it, who knows? And we know that a lot of times, and most of the times, it's for our good. It looks bad. But in the big picture, we will see that the Ribbono shel Olam meant for our good. He meant to help us. And then we have the Yesod of the Rabbi Yoina. That all of these Yisurim Zok Rabbi Yoina is a way to switch it. To take on yourself more learning. Person sees he has a difficult time. Add hour of learning, even that it's difficult to you. It takes away the Yisurim. And we believe in the Rabbi Yoina. And if a person takes it on himself, a person takes these things on himself, and he knows, Lulei Teiros Chosha Ashuay. And I'll tell you, the fact that all of you are here, this Kiddush Shem Shomayim. I met when I was walking in, a good friend of mine, I don't want to say his name, very Choshev Balabas. I know him for the last 10 years. We meet once a year in a different Yachikale. And it's the first time that he's joining this Yachikale. And comes and he gives me a hug and he says, you know, it's the first time I'm here. I said, no, tell me, we're not there, we're not taking away from no one else. Tell me, I have to tell you, I feel I'm back in yeshiva. I feel the love of the yeshiva. I feel I came back to become a bacher. He's over his 40s. Much more. Yeah? Rabbeisai, we are now like yeshiva bacherim back. And this time that you're here, don't wait till the end of the trip to take the Kabbalah, to take the Achlota. On the end of the trip, you forget about it, the Friday Shabbos already, it's over. Decide now, I mechazik my kviyas eating b'toiro. I mechazik my learning. I machlif my yisurim in toiro. And lulei teiros chosha ashur zavadati b'oni. And the Ribbono shel Olam will give us the siyata dishmaye. We will be zoichetake nachas and simcha without yisurim. Bone chayim ezoine and atzloche and learning the siyata dishmaye.